The biggest sticking point of the constitutional referendum was the new Senate and the powers of regional councils that might have resulted. Why did Renzi introduce this idea?
Fundamentally, the logic behind this referendum, which was going to touch on over 40 different clauses of the Constitution, was an attempt to try and become more so-called governable, cutting corners, trying to reduce the what's called the perfect bicameralism, which means that the House and the Senate have equal powers, very different from Australia, where the House is fundamental, the Senate a little less so. In Italy, the case was that they both have the same powers, and therefore there was a kind of a stalemate and an obstacle to, let's say, governing efficiency. And I think the efficiency and the attempt to try and have a more governable parliament was the logic. The problem with the governable parliament is that many in Italy, whether they be opposition parties or simply individuals, saw it as a bit of an attempt by the Renzi government to be a little bit autocratic and to build a campaign pretty much around an individual, a prime minister, that could have a more easier functioning process.
Given given this was sort of a divide that we saw in the way people were voting, do you think the referendum was, in spite of these changes, also a bit of a vote that reflected how Italian voters were feeling about Renzi himself?
Certainly, and the Renzi as the prime minister personalised the vote, staking his credibility and the existence of his government on the outcome. And therefore, including splitting his own party, and in fact many parties were split, it was a very, very divided view. And I think that one of the other factors for those who may not have been in the, let's say, in one political camp or the other, many were really quite confused about the very nature of the referendum, which was exceptionally complex.
I think you've sort of touched on it there, but you've written previously that Renzi, if Renzi could be an Italian David Cameron, what did you mean by that? Would you mind explaining that one for us?
The reason for the connection with David Cameron is that they provided a kind of a personalised approach and were often motivated by not necessarily strict political ends, but often personal survivability, and in that sense they tended to function pretty much as loners in their own little world. Although, in many respects, Renzi comes from a very strong political background. He was very much preferred by Berlusconi, which is a curiosity in and by itself. And he tended to go around very much in a very aloof way, sort of looking down at all the dinosaurs of politics, thinking that, he was the sort of the Italy's new gift. And there was a certain amount of arrogance associated with that. And I think it's all coming to pass now.
Mm. So how do you actually see the concert of Europe now politically as a whole after this?
Well, it's been battered quite a few times this year, and many of the issues that have impacted the European project are still very much without resolution. I think the answer to your question is probably posed in a few months' time after the French and German elections. Certainly, the result in Italy hasn't helped. However, I would not put it in the same camp as the Brexit or even the Trump election. This was not a populist response. While it may be seen as an anti-establishment vote, it was actually a political vote. And to be honest, Italy's had quite a few anti-establishment votes. And we can go back to 1994, but more recently in 2013, when the Five Star Movement became prominent and overtook all parties, becoming the number one party on the Italian political scenario at the time, it very much was a sort of an Italian phenomenon on the question of constitutional change, and I wouldn't put it in the camp of populism, which is what many have done, both in the media but also possibly in the European framework. But to answer your question, it certainly hasn't helped. And with Britain taking a step back, whether it exits or doesn't, it still has taken a step back. Italy, in fact, found itself with greater responsibility in terms of making up the trio of Germany, France, and then Italy in terms of the leadership of the European Union.
Well, Bruno, thank you very much. Do appreciate your time joining us this morning, giving us a bit of an insight into this one.
It's my pleasure.